Republican Governor Phil Scott's administration announced plans to wind down the state's EB-5 Regional Center. That's the office that oversees a federal program meant to spur economic activity by getting non-U.S. citizens to invest in development projects in exchange for a U.S. green card. At the same time, federal immigration officials told the state this month they intend to immediately shut down the Vermont Regional Center. And of course, all this comes after allegations of massive fraud at Jay Peak Resort involving the EB-5 program. Michael Pichak is the state's Commissioner of Financial Regulation. He authored the report recommending the winding down of the regional center, and he joins me now. Welcome, Commissioner Pichak.
Henry, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So first, what's the argument for winding down the operations of the regional center rather than shutting it immediately?
The most important thing when you're talking about an immediate closure versus a more responsible and protracted wind down is the impact it's going to have on the Vermont projects, the Vermont economy, and then also the investors in the program. And what I mean by that is we actually, as one of the options presented to the governor, said we could immediately terminate the regional center. But the reason we did not recommend that was because there's a number of investors that still are waiting for their so-called conditional visa to come into the country. So if the regional center were shut down immediately, those investors would be stopped in their tracks in terms of their immigration process. That would mean that the projects would, depending on the documents, would have to either reimburse the investors the $500,000. And these are projects that have already deployed the monies in Vermont, have built developments, have operating businesses, have improved the economies and the areas in which they're located. So they have to come up with that money, or just as negative for the investor is that the monies would have to sit with the project without the EB-5 immigration benefit, which is why they were making the investment in the first place.
Well, I want to bring up one of the allegations that was made by USCIS in its report saying that they plan to close the regional center. And this is a quote from them. Evidence in the record indicates that the regional center's failure to provide adequate oversight and monitoring of its projects allowed the alleged malfeasance, and this is the scandal at Jay Peak, to occur and jeopardize the regional center's ability to promote economic growth. Do you disagree with any part of that statement?
Well, I mean, I think I'll just, you know, just for your listeners' sake, I mean, I think probably many people know, but the Department of Financial Regulation, our department, had a key role in the investigation that uncovered exactly what USCIS is now trying to allege against taking away the regional center. But for the state of Vermont, but for the Department of Financial Regulation, it's likely that the extent of the fraud would never have been uncovered. So, you know, we stand by our investigation and are continuing to vigorously bring the case against the defendants who are the ultimate perpetrators of the fraud here.
Well, so given the scandal at Jay Peak involving EB-5 and more broadly looking at the state of the Vermont economy, do you believe going forward that Vermont has the climate where a private entity would want to come set up an EB-5 regional center if the state-run entity is no longer going to be around?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for example, there's a project in southern Vermont which has a multiple phase development plan that they've made public, and a part of their long-term development plan is to create their own regional center. Now, the state will always be there to answer complaints, investigate complaints if warranted, and bring enforcement action. But we certainly believe that there will be interest in the private development community to use EB-5 in the future and to use any source of private capital, whether it be related to EB-5 or not.
Finally, there's a class action lawsuit that's been filed against the state of Vermont by EB-5 investors that were impacted by the alleged Jay Peak fraud. Does the action by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services make the state more vulnerable to an unfavorable outcome in that lawsuit against the state?
Well, I don't want to go too much in the specifics of the lawsuit since it's an active litigation, but what I will say about it is, you know, when you're talking about the Jay Peak and the work of the federal receiver Michael Goldberg, you have to look at the tremendous progress he has made and the tremendous progress the state has made in concert with him for the benefit of Vermonters and investors. For example, Mike and the state announced a couple of months ago that $150 million settlement came in from Raymond James. There's new construction happening happening at the Jay Peak that wouldn't have happened otherwise. There's 700 jobs that are in employed and being paid every other week because of Mike Goldberg and the work that the state has done to support him and uncover the fraud. So the state has been working very hard on fixing this problem, and it's not easy. But
to the question, I mean, does this move by the federal government lead to an unfavorable outcome for the state of Vermont in this lawsuit?
Well, they're definitely separate actions, and we plan and will vigorously defend the actions that were brought against the state, and we disagree with them. But they're separate actions. But we think there's the investors on behalf of the department and behalf of Vermont and behalf of the work of Michael Goldberg are in a much better position today than we ever anticipated they'd be in a little more than a year ago when we filed this case.
Michael Pichak is Vermont's Commissioner of Financial Regulation. Commissioner Pichak, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Henry. Thank you for having me.